Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
Sometimes in life, we have to pick ourselves up and get back in the game. Learn how from Lara Young.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Lara Young. Lara is a life and business coach, and one of the things she does is help women build resilience. She's from Australia. She's a life and business coach. Is help women build resilience. She's a retreat host, a trainer of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and she is a resilience expert at designyourfabulousfuture.com. So, Lara, first, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
And secondly, I know that we're going to be talking about resilience today. Did you bring a quote that represents this topic?
Absolutely, I did. So the quote today for resilience is actually from Drew Barrymore. And it is, "I don't want to sit around and hope good things will happen. I want to make them happen. I want to be in control of my own destiny."
I love Drew Barrymore, and I like that quote. So how can you connect this to this topic?
So this quote really resonates with me because I love the way that Drew Barrymore says she doesn't want to sit around and hope good things happen. She's all about taking action and making things happen in her life and wanting to be in control of her own destiny. And that really, to me, is the foundation of designing and living an amazing life.
Okay. And my thing is, the reason why I have you here to speak with my listeners is because our job is to help everybody discover or rediscover a passion and incorporate it into their lives. Mm. And the thing is, Lara, if they can't bounce back from something, if they can't get back in the game, they're not going to have what it takes to make their own lives more exciting, more worth living. So define for everybody exactly what resilience means.
Resilience, and I love the phrase bounce back, because at the heart of it, that's what resilience is. Resilience is having the inner strength, it's having the strategies in place to be able to bounce back when we face obstacles in our lives. So it's about being able to know that you have choices. It's about being agile and adaptable when things don't go as planned, knowing that everything's not over. You still have the opportunity to be in control of your life and in control of your destiny and to move forward towards what you want to achieve.
Okay, so why is it important then to be resilient?
It's important to be resilient because if we weren't resilient, we'd be giving up all over the place. And if people gave up all the time, we wouldn't have electricity, we wouldn't have sewage systems, we wouldn't have any of the inventions that exist in our lives today. Because if people gave up at the first hurdle, at the first barrier, whether that barrier is internally, you know, a self-belief, I can't achieve this, I can't do it, other people can do it but not me, or whether it's an external obstacle, if people gave up at the first hurdle, then our lives would be very, very different than what they are today.
Okay, I see the importance, and I am ready for my lesson in resilience.
So resilience is really about making sure that you have the inner strength and fortitude to be able to keep going when things are going tough, okay, when things aren't going as you planned them, when your vision board might not be springing to life, when you've set a goal. Maybe you've set a goal to get to a certain weight, or you've set a goal to become healthier, or you've set a goal to start a new business, whatever it might be, and it's not coming to fruition. So in terms of resilience, the key thing is that there are four main pillars of what you need to develop in order to be as resilient as you can be. And the four pillars are purpose, so knowing what you want. They are confidence, having the confidence in your ability, your self-efficacy and self-mastery. They are having a community around you who can support you and act as your cheer squad. And adaptability, so recognizing that when things aren't going right, you have a choice to make a change and to notice that they're going back on track. So I'm just going to break those four pillars down for you into action steps that you can take to build your resilience today. So the very first one is about purpose. Really important that we know what our purpose is, because in order for us to stay on track and to be resilient, we need to know what we're aiming for. So some of you will have heard me talk about previously the importance of getting clarity about what you want in life. This is very important because it's about establishing what you want and then why do you want it? What will that get for you or enable you to do? So an activity that you can do is to write down at the top of a piece of paper, what do I want? And then answer that question. Underneath that, you can write down, what will this get for me or enable me to do? And answer that question. And then the next question becomes, what else, what else, what else? And what we do in answering these questions is we get to the real heart, the real motivator for what we want in life, what our purpose is. So, for example, if I take I want to weigh 5 kilograms lighter by the 31st of December this year, what will this get for me or enable me to do? Maybe it'll enable me to fit into my little black dress that I love. What else? It'll enable me to feel confident in my own skin. What else? It'll enable me to attract a member of the opposite sex. What else? I'll feel fitter and healthier. What else? I'll be happy. I'll feel happy. What we always want to do is when we think about our purpose is to get to a value statement or an emotion statement, okay? Because everything we want in life, the root of that is actually in terms of what it's giving us, is giving us a positive feeling, a positive emotion, and a positive value. So that's activity number one, is to write down those things and just keep asking yourself what else until you get to that point of an emotion that's motivating for you. The next thing is to be setting those SMART goals, because so many people I know, you know it intellectually. You've heard it before. You know, Lara, you're not telling me anything I don't know, and I know I'm not, okay? I know how important it is to set SMART goals. The reality is that very, very few people actually bother to do it. We all know how important goal setting is. We all know the Harvard, maybe you don't, but there's a Harvard Business study which showed that 1 year in Harvard, there were 3% of the people who actually took the time to set their goals about what they want. And it was those 3% that actually achieved them and achieved what they wanted when it came to the 10-year reunion time. Now, SMART goals are important. They are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. If you're not writing them down, you are not committing to them, okay? A lot of people I see know the exercises that they should be doing. They know what steps they should be taking to achieve amazing things in their lives. But the reality is they just read an exercise and think, oh, that's a great idea, and then they don't do it. So what I'd like you to do as a result of this lesson is to actually go and set yourself some SMART goals. So it might be, for example, I am 5 kilos lighter by the 31st of December this year, or I have generated X revenue in my business by Y date. Look at each area of your life and then set goals for each area. Really, this is about setting yourself up for success. It's underscoring your purpose. And once you have your goals in place, you can create amazing positive affirmations to support you. You can create visualizations, imagining that you've already achieved the goal. And of course, it's great as a basis from which to create your vision board. The only thing I would say is beware of setting goals that have the words more, better, or less in them. You need to get really specific about the metrics that you're going to use. For example, if I set a goal that says, I have earned more this year than I did last year, what does that mean? It means that I could have achieved my goal if I earned 1 cent or 1 penny more. I need to be really specific about my goals. That really helps you with employing and engaging with things like law of attraction as well. So please do set your SMART goals. The next thing is to pay attention to what's working. In neurolinguistic programming, we call this using your sensory acuity, your ability to look around you to see, feel, and hear the feedback that you're getting about whether or not your efforts to achieve your goals are working for you. Simply ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing working? Okay, and use your senses. So, for example, when we look back at the 5 kilos less by the 31st of December, if I'm not seeing results on the scales, that's a pretty real metric. If I am not able to exercise without getting puffed and I don't see any increase in my fitness, that's a real metric. If I'm unable still to do a zipper up on a dress, that is a real metric. So pay attention to the feedback that you're getting, internal and external, and know whether or not what you're doing is working. And that's absolutely key. The next thing is to be adaptable. So you know what your purpose is. Next thing is to be adaptable. Use the feedback that you've gained to make changes where necessary in terms of achieving your goals. The important thing then is to take action. So if I notice those things, the scales aren't moving downwards, my dresses aren't fitting, I'm not getting fitter, then I need to make some changes to achieve my goal. If I keep going on the path I'm on, I am not paying attention to that feedback. It's the same as banging my head against a brick wall and hoping that it will just move. Someone once said the definition of stupidity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result. One of the key things about resilience is knowing that you want to get from A to B and being adaptable in your approach. So what different ways can you get to B? There's more than one way to skin a cat, as the saying goes, and it's up to you to actually think outside the box in some occasions to think about how else can I get there. And there's a great activity that you can do, and it's just simply that. What else can I do? What else can I do? What else can I do? And you will find that you have the internal resources to be able to actually answer those questions. And if you find yourself blocked at this point, you can also say to yourself, do I know someone who's achieved this goal and what did they do? How did they achieve it? What did I notice that they were doing? And write those things down. And then obviously you need to take the action. The next thing about resilience is about building your confidence. Time and time again, I see people give up just before the going gets good, because they lose their confidence. They start to waver in their self-belief. Their self-talk becomes more negative. I can't do it. Look at what she's doing. Look at what he's doing. I'm worse than them, or I'm not as smart, or I'm fatter, or I'm older, or whatever it may be. And the vicious cycle begins. It's really important that you develop your confidence when you're wanting to achieve anything in life. And that you back yourself, that you have a belief that you have the skills and the ability and the mental agility to actually be able to go for what you want. Now, one of the things that I find people forget very regularly is everything that they've achieved in their life. People will say to themselves, I can't do this. I can't do it. I can't do it. And that is such defeatist self-talk. And what I ask people to do, my coaching clients and people on retreats at this point, is to write down and create an achievement log. I ask them to spend a couple of days just thinking about every single thing that they've achieved from when they were born to this point in their life. That includes things like learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to tie shoelaces, learning to eat with a knife and fork. Every single thing that they're learning to drive, every single thing. Might be educational achievements, it might be work achievements, it might be meeting their soulmate, creating a happy marriage, it might be about being a great parent, a great daughter or son, all of the things that they've achieved. Because once you start to reflect back on how much you've achieved in your life, it becomes a wonderful boost to recognize all the things that you can achieve and all the skills that you have developed. The other thing when people come and they say, look, I don't think I can do it or I can't do it, is to actually apply some of the skills that you've got that relate to what you're trying to achieve to this problem. If you've been really good, for example, you've raised your children and you've been great at managing all the schedules, you know, doing all the lunches, doing the school run, managing all the different types of sport, making sure that, you know, people have everything that they need and that your family runs really smoothly, you've got organisational abilities, right, that a lot of people would kill for. Sometimes when people say they can't do, it's just about opening up your eyes to the things that you can do and recognising that you do have a lot more skills and abilities and a lot more to offer than perhaps you think that you do. Don't let knocks in confidence sway you from your path. It's just time to reset and re-engage. The next thing that's really important to do is to build a community around you. So surround yourself with people who support you and will cheer you on in your endeavors. Now, part of this is really about learning how to communicate what you do and what you want with other people, how to build really strong relationships with other people as well, so that they do understand and that they can provide you that support and encouragement when you need. Also, one of the things I find that people are afraid to do sometimes is to ask for advice. Now, people often don't want to ask for advice because they feel as though they will look stupid or they will be vulnerable or they think someone might laugh at them or they think that people will think that they should know this already. And the reality is that all of us, no matter who we are, benefit from advice in our lives, benefit from having another person as a sounding board, asking other people their opinions, going to an expert to find out perhaps things that we hadn't thought of, you know, in terms of them helping us to achieve what we want to achieve. So one of the parts about community is actually being able to ask for advice and get advice as well. You know, when you give someone advice, it feels good, right? It feels great that someone's actually come to you to ask for your opinion. It's amazing. And you don't think, oh, you little weakling, you didn't know this or you have got yourself into this predicament. You actually feel great because they need your help and you have the skills and abilities to give it to them. So one of the key things about building your resilience is being able to build a tribe of people, build a community where you feel comfortable talking about things, where you feel comfortable about being vulnerable, and where you feel comfortable about asking for advice and getting the support that you need. Now, sometimes community is actually outside of your immediate circle of friends and family, and that may be because you're pursuing or doing something different than them. And I know this is true for people particularly who are entrepreneurs. So a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, their families don't really understand necessarily what it is they do. And so they need to seek community with like interests outside of that. So a lot of entrepreneurs we find online in different groups for that reason, because they're mixing and mingling with like-minded people. It may be that you want to find a tribe or a community through meetup.com, people who've got similar interests. It may be through your church. It may be through a fitness club. Whatever it is, it's really important that you identify and build your community. So the next thing is that in building your resilience, you need to actually think about what sometimes you do need to let go of. So it's thinking about, I've tried really, really hard to do this and it's not working. And you may feel like throwing in the towel. And as long as you've used your sensory acuity and you've got the feedback and you've made changes, you've been adaptable, you've asked people for advice, then sometimes with resilience, it is actually about having the ability to make the decision to let something go, to stop doing something so that something else can come into your life. But before you give up, before you actually take the step to stop the business or stop looking for a lifelong partner or whatever it might be, take the time to clarify your purpose, bulletproof your confidence, build your community, and then develop your adaptability. And they're my key steps, really, for building resilience in your life.
Wow, that was a lot of really great information that you gave us, and activities and people can get started right away. So let's move into resources that they can find. Now, I know, Lara, on your website, you have a collection of e-courses, and one of them is called Build Your Backbone Sister. That's your latest one. It's coming out soon, correct?
That's right. Build Your Backbone Sister is coming out. It starts on the 11th of January, 2016. And it's a program that I'm really passionate about. I facilitated a workshop, designed and facilitated a two-day workshop on resilience for over 660 people in the UK. And I've taken the content of those 2 days and I've brought it into an online format with group coaching. So there's a weekly group coaching session, it goes for 6 weeks, and there's a virtual classroom where people can work through self-paced at their own pace. And the 660 people that I facilitated this training through all rated the program as 5-star. And it really is a great insight into yourself, into ways in which you can build your own resilience and achieve the goals that you have for yourself in your life. So I'm really proud of the program and really excited to be getting it out there.
Well, if the information you just provided us is a smidgen of what you have going on there, it's definitely beneficial. I can see that. And I know it's at www.designyourfabulousfuture.com is where you can find it. And I know you have some other e-courses there that are free. This one is, it does have a price, but I can see why. There's a lot of work going into that, and it seems extremely beneficial. So that's one resource for listeners. Is there a book that you can recommend?
Absolutely, there is. There's a book. It's called The Big Little Book of Resilience, and it is by Matthew Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-E.
I'll make sure to put that book in our show notes as well. Mm-hmm. Now, this part of our show, 60-second responses, and the 3 steps to acting, in my mind, is first to envision it, second to explore it, third to execute. So how can somebody envision themselves being more resilient?
First of all, they're going to be standing up straighter. They're going to be thinking, I can do it all the time. They're going to be feeling that feeling of motivation and that nothing is going to get in the way of them achieving their dreams. They're going to feel so empowered that they know that any obstacles that come in their way will be annihilated just by their pure power and positivity.
That just made me sit straighter, for the record.
I did too.
you did too?
Yes.
So to explore it then.
Okay, so to explore the concept of resilience is really about investigating what your why is, your purpose, and to start to do those activities around the achievement log. Really get yourself into the feeling of knowing that you can do it. Very simple tasks, very, very powerful. Set those SMART goals as well. They're just such powerful things for you to do.
Okay, so then to execute a plan, step one would be?
For me, step one in terms of getting resilience is to really focus on all the things you've achieved in your life, to really look at everything that is amazing about you, all the trials and tribulations you've had, all the setbacks you've experienced and you've overcome. Create a log of all the wonderful things that you have achieved in your life so far.
I definitely feel people just don't give themselves enough credit.
No, they don't. They don't. I ask people to write me a list of things that they love in their lives, and very, very rarely does anyone put themselves on that list. Right. And the reality is that we should be top of the list.
You know, somebody, I don't know if it was something I saw on Facebook or somewhere else, and I actually came across something that was about that. And I said, I really don't think I would have thought to put myself on the list, to tell you the truth. Mm. If I did, it would have been at the bottom. Just that's where I would have thought about myself. So what kind of closing advice can you give us?
My closing advice would be that in life, in the society in which we live today, nothing would exist if people didn't have resilience. You can do it. Everyone has moments where they doubt themselves, where that little voice says, this is never going to happen. But the reality is that it can happen and it will happen because you can make it happen.
I like it. Okay, so contact information for you. Your email address is Lara, L-A-R-A, at designyourfabulousfuture.com.
That's right.
Your website is designyourfabulousfuture.com.
Absolutely.
We're going to have your e-course link information in the show notes, and your Facebook group name is?
Life Design Mastermind.
Okay. And of course, you're going to be a part of Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, so people can get in touch with you there as well. People have lots of different ways to reach out and touch Lara. I want to thank you so much for this amazing information you brought to our show today.
Thank you. Had a great time.
It's been a blast. It really has. This is the part of the show where we add a go do. So, Lara, for listeners to start being more resilient today, what should they go do?
They should go and walk around standing tall and standing proud.
I love it. Listeners, that's the end of the show. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.